Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this. It's a new week. It's a new Cowboy Monday. You know, Blake and I were talking before the show started. There's not a whole lot for us to get into when it pertains to this Cowboys-Chiefs game from what seemed like a week or two ago. I mean, it was 4 days ago. However, you know, unlike some of the folks here at the station, we had Friday to talk about it. We had Saturday to talk about it. I had yesterday to talk about it. So I am Chief and Cowboys out, cowboyed out, if that makes any sense to anybody here. So I guess I will give Blake his final closing thoughts so we can all get some closure on this Chiefs-Cowboys game, and then officially move into Cowboy-Lion mode, which we are now, 72 hours away from that game kicking off. That
Life
is the Thursday
fast.
Night game. Tell you what, man, it certainly does. That gentleman to my right, that is, you heard the voice, it is the aforementioned, the only phenom that I will acknowledge, the one, the only Mr. David Blake Elliott.
How did the G-Bag boys know about my betting?
Well, Broadus did. Broadus brought it up.
Yeah. How did he know?
Well, obviously you and you know, there's a thing called active listening or active reading, and clearly you still got a ways to go on both. I don't know if you recall the part where when I texted you yesterday and said, we loved up your betting prowess the air today.
I heard that part, but how did Broadus get in there?
Because, and then you must have missed the point today when I told you Broadus sat in with us for an hour yesterday on the Sunday
show. I just didn't put two and two together.
You didn't.
And
that's all right.
Within that hour, y'all talked about it.
That's all right. Yeah.
I assumed it was just another hour you talked about it.
No, it was the hour that Broadus, and of course, obviously, CA and I were on yesterday from 9 to 11:30, and then
y'all talk Mavs?
Broadus was up here doing, I want to say he was shredding important documents Watergate style. He wouldn't really get into too much of it. I just know that he had empty boxes and a dolly as he was leaving yesterday.
And
I
didn't
look. I didn't. And he was wearing rubber gloves. I didn't ask too much. It was none of my business. But now our boy Broadus stopped by yesterday to chit chat with us a little bit. So
you know who I met today at the car dealership?
Broadus's cousin.
Practically, I met a booster for LSU.
Oh, well, I mean, you were at a Mercedes dealership, so that would make sense. What was he doing there? Buying
working.
A car?
He was working.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he looked, just by his attire and his demeanor, it seemed like he was very well off. He came, can I help you guys find anything?
So, wait a minute. So, do we think he owned the dealership?
No. I didn't get those vibes, but it gave me, like, he's doing, I mean, most of the people that were working there seem like they were doing well.
I'm sure they are.
No one was really like,
yeah, I mean, it's not like they're rubbing two pennies together to try to, you know, get their Christmas gifts this year. So, you know.
But he was talking about the Lane Kiffin and talking about how he actually is friends with the guy. I forget his name.
Did he know Broadus?
I didn't bring up Broadus. I wasn't really trying to talk. It was more my mom talking. I kind of jumped in the conversation for 5 seconds and then walked away again. But I heard enough to know that he was an LSU booster.
Yeah.
That he actually is good friends with the Raising Cane's guy, the guy who owns Cane's.
Okay.
What's his name? Do we know? He said his name like 7 times and I kept forgetting.
I'll tell you this.
The guy who owns Cane's, if he wanted to go get Lane Kiffin himself, and maybe he did, he's also an LSU booster.
Todd Graves?
Yes. That's his
Well,
name.
I mean...
$220 billion he's worth off chicken fingers.
There's no way he's worth $220
billion. $22
billion.
Yeah,
okay,
I was
going to
say,
wrong?
Bro, there's no way this fool's making $22 billion off of chicken tenders.
I add an extra zero. Well, like $22 billion is not crazy, though.
Yeah, it is crazy. For chicken tenders, yes.
You should have tried to get a sponsorship.
I mean, Ray Davis is doing oil and gas, and he's worth $3 billion. Okay, so, I mean, look, I love chicken tenders as much as the next guy.
$22 billion
off some chicken tenders is insane.
Because I knew about, what's his name, Todd? What's his name? Todd. I knew about Todd because when I can now say this since I don't work there anymore.
Yeah.
When I worked at Georgie on Travis Walk, they were building a new hotel.
Raising Cane's? Oh.
Pretty much. They were building a new, like, high-level penthouse hotel that was, like, you could tell if you didn't know that this hotel was being built, don't even try to apply once it is built because it is – all the spots were already taken up as it was being built.
When you say hotel, do you mean a condominium?
Yes, hotel, condo, apartment.
Type of mixed
penthouse.
Mixed
you're not just renting the room for the day. You're buying the floor for a month for three years. And so we're talking about this and all the people that are there. And I was like, who has the very top level, the penthouse? Like, oh, the guy who owns Raising Cane's. I was like, oh, he's got money like that? And then that's when I first learned, okay, this guy's buying out the top level of Travis Walk, if y'all know where that is, Knox Henderson area.
Yeah.
It's very Highland Park S times two.
Right.
Like, let's just say half
it's a nice area over there.
Half the Dallas Mavericks walk around there with no security. They're just chilling.
They gotta like that.
Apparently Todd Graves is the richest restaurateur. He owns 92% of
Yes, Cane's. That was the other thing. He owns 92%.
Okay, see, that's, it's still privately, he still has, is it publicly traded or he just kept 92% of it?
He has 92%.
I don't know. That's exactly what Homeboy said today at the dealership, that he's one of the only people that owns still that many shares
of his
own
company. He's number 46 on this year's Forbes 400 list.
That's What's his total net worth?
$22 billion.
So it is $22 billion?
In the financial league of Jerry Jones, according to Forbes.
Wow. So he is worth $22 billion.
Only met him once. I met him when they did the P.J. Washington.
Yeah.
Was it Gafford?
I thought it was Dinwiddie.
No. It was P.J. and
Lively?
And Lively. When they did the Cane's commercial, they let all the Mavs media member go behind the scenes and do it, and he was there to like shake their hand and whatever. So that was cool. But
Did he look like he was worth $22 billion?
You know what you notice, and this is not a flex, and you know this too, just being in sports, we end up running into people that have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Some of the people that make the most money, you would never know.
Yeah.
They just act like regular. Mark Cuban. Like, people know Mark Cuban because of Shark Tank and because of what he does, but if you just didn't know him and just saw him, you wouldn't be like, oh, 500, whatever. You're just like, looks like a normal dude. There's some people that look like they have money, like who do you think looks like they have money if you didn't know what they were doing? Like, Steve Ballmer kind of comes to mind. Like, he looks like... I make a lot of money, and I'm going to let you know.
Tillman Fertitta looks like he makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Tillman Fertitta gives off those vibes. Like, yes, I've got...
What about Jerry?
I've got enough money to make
you
disappear.
Jerry. I feel like Jerry's aura is like, I got money, and I'm going to let you know.
Oh, Jerry... Yeah, no, Jerry gives off the vibe like, I got
a phone on one hand with some oil, and I got another one on the other.
Yeah, no, Jerry definitely gives off that vibe for sure.
877-881-1053. Text in who has a lot of money but you wouldn't know it, or the opposite, who has a lot of money and you would know it by how they act.
It's a great question. We'll think about that as the show goes on. By the way, it's been a while since we've had this gentleman in on a Monday night. That's the one, the only Dylon.
I disagree. Dylon.
Dylon, were you here last Monday? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Were you here the Monday prior?
Yeah, he was the Monday prior.
That was two weeks ago.
I feel like I see you every day, Dylon. In my dreams.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now you've gone. You made Dylon uncomfortable.
What was the last dream you had, Dylon?
I don't know. I don't dream.
Well, I was going to say, were you here for that segment when he talked about how he dreams and he dreamt about his ex-girlfriend and come to find out his mom was texting with her and now she's sliding his DMs and all kinds of stuff?
No, I was not here.
I made up that last part. Not too much.
Chill out now. I will say, I had another dream last night.
About her?
No, bro.
I mean, you say you dream every night, that's not abnormal for you.
I do dream every night. I had two dreams.
Oh, jeez.
Double. So... had a dream, don't remember it, woke up at 7 a.m. this morning, loud boom, go and check my front door. It sounded like someone was breaking in.
That
like
same
gunshot.
Old lady?
Same old lady. So I make sure the door's locked. It's like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, little tired, didn't get my 8 hours. Let me go lay back down. I start playing on my phone, watching video games on my phone, as you know I like to do, watching the game, whatever, fall back asleep. Wasn't mad at that. wake up again because I dreamed that I'm not making this up, Tolos, I promise you, and then we'll get to the Cowboys. I have a dream, Frederick, that I am in Paris, running to one of my friends that looks like the albino version of himself, he's not albino. I see him at the airport. He's going to Germany. Right. It sounds made up, but it's a dream.
No, I've known you long enough to know this is
He goes
this is
to actual. Germany on one plane. I go, I'm going to go to Paris. I'll see you on the other side. I'm enjoying the Paris landmarks.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's getting shot up.
Wow.
There's a mass shooter shooting in my dream. Everybody. And now I'm kind of frozen.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I don't pay attention, they won't pay attention to me. Mm. Next thing you know, there's six people behind me shooting all around, people getting taken down. I run down a corridor. It sounds like I'm making this up. I promise you I'm not. I run down a corridor, get inside of a hotel, get behind this door, go through some elevators, and then I wake up.
That was it.
But it was a mass shooting in Paris that I randomly decided I was going to go see.
I
was almost a part of
it. Well, you know what? Look, I'm glad that I first of all, I hope that's not foreshadowing.
I think it's because I was watching video games and gunshots.
Very violent.
Very violent. And then I fell asleep like as I'm listening to it.
That was in your...
Now, where Paris came into it? No idea. I am...
Well, were you listening to Kanye and Jay-Z?
No, but that is my next like travel destination is Paris.
You know, I've been looking at it every day. I've read where Paris isn't what... people think it is.
Well, I'm not going to spend like a lot of time there, 2-3 days.
Just go Europe, you know, just do the whole train thing.
Spain, Paris, Greece, Italy.
Dubai, that's where I'm headed next.
No, we're not going to Dubai. Dubai's fake, bro. I want real.
I'm going. Look, I've heard nothing but good things about Dubai. So
from Dubai people, duh.
I mean, I've heard from plenty of people that Dubai is great.
877-881-1053. Is Dubai the last place on earth you want to go? I vote yes.
I'm going Dubai and Jerusalem.
Now, Jerusalem, I can get behind.
I'm going to go Jerusalem, see where, you know,
who would we? Okay, we get to take three Cowboys.
To Jerusalem or just to Dubai?
On a trip.
Or both?
On a trip. Who are you taking? You only get
three. Why am I taking three Cowboys? They get their own money.
Dude, just play along.
They should be taking y'all.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Good point.
Three Cowboys are going on a trip with. Who cares who pays?
Jadeveon Clowney.
Okay.
I'm taking Jadeveon Clowney. I'm probably going to, let's see, Jadeveon. I'm trying to think who else. Probably Dante Fowler because he's been a good dude all year long, and let's go with Brock Hoffman.
Okay, yeah, Brock is very much you. That was one of the first people that
I'm going
ever...
with Brock Hoffman, Jadeveon Clowney, and Dante Fowler.
Okay, mine are going to be Brandon Aubrey. That's one of the first people that no one wanted to interview him.
Taking the kicker,
your boy was there. Going to go with the fan favorite. Fun guy, George Pickens.
I was going to say George Pickens. I thought about him, but I figured you'd pick him. So,
then the last guy. Let's go on the defense. We got to get a defensive guy. Let's go with
Brian Anger.
Take care of him at Georgie. Let's take care of
Wanye Thomas. Not bad. It's not a bad choice by you, Blake. Dylon, what three Cowboys would you take with you?
Well, I mean, I don't know any of the Cowboys.
Wow.
But you can say, which one would you want to take?
Well, you don't need to know them. Like, I mean, it's not like we know these guys personally. I mean, it's not like I go to JC, but hey, we're going, you and me, Europe, let's go. Get your bag packed.
Okay, if you had to do that to one person, if you had to get someone to say yes, I feel like I would do Brandon Aubrey, and I think I might. He's just so easygoing. Like, he's so nice. I know none of them actually, like, know us outside of work. If you had to pick one person.
You know...
And you had to put your money on it where it's most likely a no by anybody, but.
I think I'm going to go with Jadeveon Clowney.
I would think so. I mean, he remembered you 20 years later.
I think I'm going to go with Jadeveon.
Not saying it's a high hit rate, but it's higher than the rest.
You know, and maybe. I mean, I think Dante would be a close second.
Okay, now he's getting ahead of himself. Dylon, now he's.
I talked to Dante three times this year.
Now he's talking about. I think Sean will go with me.
I think Eberflus. You know what? We just talk about the defense the whole time. I think he'd be game. Give us one.
So my three.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I guess Dak.
There you go.
Okay. Wow.
I've listened to Fergie on the show with G-Bag.
Fergie's
so
probably one of the more fun
Fergie
guys.
Be fun. Yeah.
To go on a vacation.
And. Maybe Ezeraku.
Ooh,
okay. We didn't give Easy any love. Okay. I like that.
Tell you what, one thing I can promise you Ezeraku's not doing, looking at porn during team meetings.
Hey, that was fake, Frederick.
I mean, look, I'm fake. Are we sure it was fake?
That was a fake.
That guy has a fake account. Steven Weintraub or whatever his name
Wesley
was.
Wesley Steinberg.
That was his name?
Account. Okay, take us a break.
It sure looked real.
It's not. I'm telling you to your face that it's fake.
You're saying this dude's fake.
Yes, Frederick. It's all he does is tweet out fake stuff. Come on. Get your media literacy up. I already schooled my mom on it. I don't got to do you on the radio. Pause. Okay, let's talk. What do you got next, Fred?
This dude's too much. All right, let's take a look at this playoff breakdown. Now that we have, because you got the Giants and the Patriots on tonight, that's going to have zero bearing on your Dallas Cowboys, whether or not they can or cannot make a playoff run. They were at 9% probability before the Chiefs game. What are they at post-Chiefs game, and what is their most likely path to making a playoff if they continue to win games? This is The Fan After Dark. That's Blake. I'm Fred. That's Dylon. 105 The Fan. Don't go anywhere.
And it is back to The Fan After Dark. This upcoming segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that, Dylon. This is The Fan After Dark. On a Monday night, we are just a few days away. We got another short week. I say short week. It's a Thursday to Thursday game, but again, we had the holiday weekend. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Let us know how your Thanksgiving went. I know a lot of you folks, a lot of you Tolos and Fatties who normally tune into us on the Fridays, on the weekends, you guys were bowed up with family. Whatever you had going on this weekend, whether you know you had the family come in, whether you went somewhere, how was the food? We talked to we had a story. Shout out to our boy Trevor, the creator, in the house as all.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this
right now. New Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Always rocking the flannel. That's what we expect out of him. Stars tonight? Yay, nay? Okay. We'll get a stars report from our boy Trevor, the creator, at some point as well. We're trying to rip lip read through the glass.
Let me stop you right there.
One of us knows what the hell
we're
talking
about. Right there, Fred Davis. Yep. Dallas Fan Cam, Twitch and YouTube. Get to it right now. Fred Davis has a new facial hair makeover. And if you guys haven't seen it, it's definitely something to look at. At Dallas Fan Cam, Twitch and YouTube. Take 2 seconds out of your day and just go look. Don't look at me now. I don't want you to.
Don't make me zoom all the way in.
Again, if you want to.
You get blinded by beauty. But, you know, if you want to look at Fred Davis, this is the perfect time to do it. He's right up in the camera. He looks like an undercover cop. I would be scared to get pulled over by him. That's all I'll say. And, yeah, someone said Mark Davis looks poor from his haircut.
But that's been his shtick forever, though. I mean, he's been getting the same haircut for, like, 20 years.
On the opposite side, Conor McGregor looks like he's got a ton of money.
So, Conor McGregor... I don't know. Okay, so about, what was that, a month and a half ago? Who was our, I don't know who our producer, were you the producer when we had Robert Gallery in the house? When we had Robert Gallery and the guy from Ibogaine?
I don't remember.
Okay, clearly you didn't. It wasn't you.
Yes, Conor McGregor did Ibogaine. Look at us.
That's it. I'm intrigued by that. And the reason why I'm intrigued by that is what kind of.
Guys, I just want to say it'd be so easy to get Fred in the back of a truck. You see the report? It's true. Sees an Instagram post about Conor McGregor. I'm in Ibogaine. Send me to Mexico. I'm in.
Robert Gallery posted it.
I've seen enough. It's on the Instagram.
So what?
Story.
You think Robert Gallery's lying about Conor McGregor doing it? Now look, okay. Conor Weinberg or whatever. Okay, sure. I got ball sacked on that, whatever the hell his name is. Whatever. Robert Gallery posted a thing about Ibogaine, okay? I don't want
to
hear it.
I just think it'd be easy to get you in the back of a truck with
wouldn't.
Candy.
No, it wouldn't.
If I could do it.
No, you couldn't.
If I tried hard enough.
One tweet.
I've known you long enough.
That it's enough just, people also thought it was fake or thought it was real.
I think they just thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny too, but I was like, wow, that's crazy.
You mean that low of Abdul Carter?
I could care less about Abdul Carter, but in today's day and age, a guy looking at porn during a team meeting, is that the most insane thing in the world? Not necessarily.
I can't say that because... People won't know it's a joke, and they'll think there's some validity to it.
Well, guess what? Go to Twitter, look at, what's his name? Carson Steinberg?
You have given him a new first name every time.
Wesley Steinberg.
A parody account.
Warren Steinberg. He doesn't say that it's a parody account,
they
by the
said,
way.
The Hunt family looks like they have money.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Adam Sandler's the opposite of looking like he got money.
He absolutely does.
Everyone's telling me to stay out of Paris. Fred ain't got Dubai money. You want a rebuttal? Tell him you got that cheddar?
I mean, right now, no. Right now, no. You're not wrong. I appreciate that. Something to shoot for.
Someone said I would take Brandon Aubrey, Jake Ferguson, and Quinnen Williams.
Okay.
Now, you better sit next to Brandon Aubrey on the plane, because that's not a lot of leg room if you sit next to Jake and Quinnen.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously. But again, if you're taking the three of them, you've got PJ money.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I mean, if you're taking three random Cowboys.
You have to take somebody from the front office.
Oh, Jerry. That's a no-brainer.
Jerry would be fun.
Dude, could you imagine the stories you're going to get? I mean, think about what Jerry, the conversation we had with Jerry on Friday, and that was in 25 minutes. Yeah. Imagine if we had an entire, because you figure a flight to Paris is probably, what, 12 hours, give or take?
Yeah.
How long, where did you, when you flew to Greece, where did you
Istanbul,
right? And how long was that?
Like 14.
14. So I'm guessing it's probably 12 to 14 from here. If you've flown from here to Paris, what was the flight? 12 to 14 hours? So could you imagine 12 hours of just shoo-shooing it up with Jerry Jones?
How much do we think Jerry's knocked out sleeping? Do you think he's awake the whole 12? Chatting with us?
He may not be awake the entire 12, but I'm getting at least 6 to 8 hours out of Jerry Jones. I mean, look, if I'm taking Jerry Jones on a trip to Paris, I need at least 6 hours of convo and intel. At least.
Give me some behind the scenes.
I need some behind the scenes.
Why did you draft Taco Charlton?
I need to know why you drafted Taco Charlton, all right?
What did you see?
I need to know why you drafted Mozzie Smith.
I need answers.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. I just need clarity.
And here's what I would tell Jerry. Everything we say is off the record.
Yeah.
Okay? This isn't for public consumption. This is not going to be rebroadcast. This is property of the NFL Network, yada, 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 as you see. No. What discussion that happens in this plane stays in this plane.
Okay.
Boom, done.
Would Jerry be your pick out of all front office members around the NFL?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Brett Veach, number two?
Yeah, I'd probably go Veach number two.
I got to ask you, out of all the scenarios that happened yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys, which one hurt you before looking at the actual standings? Just like when you saw it happen, you're like, that makes it a lot tougher
None,
for the Cowboys to get into the playoffs.
Technically, you and I predicted every game that happened the way it did.
We didn't expect the Panthers to win. We thought
actually,
they'd cover.
Well,
we just expected them to cover.
I mean, I'm not. I did expect them. I mean, I did. We did put them to cover. I'm not surprised. The Carolina's been that kind of team this year, where they've looked like crap 1 week, and then they've looked like world beaters the next.
They have been. That's a scary team to have in the playoffs. Where yes, they can poo the bed and not play well.
Yeah.
But if you can go out, they beat two number one seeds this month.
Yeah.
Like they. I'm not saying no one's – you're not like, oh, my God, we got the Panthers first round, we're going to lose. But it's one of those teams where they sneak up on you. They could be like how the Bucks were when they originally started, where it's like, the Bucks, what, who – Baker comes out and he's taking out the number one seed Eagles.
Well, and I think Dave Canales is a lot better head coach than people realize.
A Baker product.
And well, I mean, him and Liam Cohen. I mean, when did Jacksonville become the training ground for offensive guys to turn things around? I mean, you got him turning things around in Carolina, and he's. I mean, Dave Canales has made Bryce Young a viable NFL quarterback.
I was going to say, if you watch the game, it's not like Bryce is absolutely MVP lighting up the league. He's doing okay. The defense has been making timely plays. They're just making all the right plays. They don't. Other than Rico Dowdle here and there, they don't do anything that's world beater. We're like, no. Oh my God, Ted McMillan had one catch. It was the biggest one of the game, but Ted McMillan had one catch. Jalen Coker, who 90% of the people listening right now don't even know who that is, was made like five third downs for them for the Panthers. Matthew Stafford had two picks the entire year. They forced two in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, they already that defense has gotten better as the year's gone on. I do think if you go out and get him another, because I don't know what their cap situation looks like. I'm guessing they're going to have cap space.
I'll look it up right now.
It's not like they've got a bunch of big name, big money guys. I mean, hell, they traded a bunch of people away anyway. So I think, look, we all agree Tet McMillan's going to be a dog in the National Football League. Hell, we voted him onto our Pro Bowl vote the other day. We still have to make a defensive decision here at some point. But Tet McMillan is definitely one of the better rookies in the National Football League, and I think it's going to be a damn good receiver moving forward. You go get him another wide receiver or another good tight end for Bryce Young, and suddenly you've got yourself a little something going on there. And, of course, Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard have been a revelation over there in Carolina as well.
So they're 10th in cap space 2025.
Yeah.
They're 16th in cap space 2026. And 26, their expected cap is 29 mil. That's obviously if nothing else changes,
right? And you can always restructure things and what have you. And of course, you still got Bryce Young on a rookie deal. So, but no, Carolina again. I wasn't surprised they covered the spread. You and I both picked them to do that. Not all that surprised that they won the game because again, they are kind of a sneaky team like that. So, none of the games that went down. I mean, I know San Francisco. I mean, hell, I picked them to win, so that wasn't a big shock to me. We both picked Buccaneers to win. That wasn't
was still
a huge
closer
shock.
Than we
2017, absolutely it was. And then I think there was one other game that they had that affected dadgum. What was it? Was it the – no, it wasn't the Bears. What was the other game that they were talking about? The Seahawks. And them winning. But, again, we knew they were going to win. I mean, Minnesota's terrible. I mean, did you see that pick six where Hubbard's getting sacked and just flings the ball
that's
up in
high
the air?
School. That's high school.
I mean, that's – what are we doing?
I knew when they put Brosman there, I had him throwing two picks on a parlay, and he threw four. I was like,
"So
that was a free pick."
I can't remember. I think it was Darlington, Jeff Darlington or something. I don't remember what his name is. Guy from
Sounds
ESPN,
right?
Who came out with a report that said apparently Minnesota offered Sam Darnold the same kind of deal that Seattle did. Mm. But he just went ahead and went with Seattle instead. So
think about how Minnesota fumbled the bag. They let Darnold and Daniel Jones walk for free.
Well, I mean, they didn't let Darnold walk for free. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They offered him the same deal that Seattle did. He just chose Seattle. So you wonder why he chose Seattle over Minnesota.
All for them to keep Brosmer and J.J. McCarthy, and they who've had the two worst QBRs, not counting Geno Smith this year.
Now, I would say, should you have went ahead and signed Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Jameis Winston. You bet. You banked a lot on J.J.
You put a lot on J.J. McCarthy. And
wait, who did they have before J.J.? I'm tripping. They got hurt. That was playing through injury, and they didn't want to have. Remember,
Carson Wentz. Yeah,
when they had him out there with like a broken rib playing.
Yeah,
I would have had maybe a little bit more of a viable backup. Like Carson Wentz is.
I mean, Carson. But here's the thing. I think with Carson Wentz,
they were thinking
that all right, he's a veteran. He's going to be a good mentor for a J.J. McCarthy. Now, like I said, I think I would have gone with an Aaron Rodgers. That being said, Aaron Rodgers is over there throwing his teammates under the bus.
Throwing a hiss
Although
fit.
Pittsburgh's terrible.
I mean, I think he threw a hissy fit, but also when I watched the whole thing, he also took some accountability as well.
No, he did. He did. But
he's just frustrated.
I think he's frustrated. He did make an interesting comment, though, too, where he said, you know, when we have meetings, everybody needs to show up.
I mean, he wasn't even an abstract. He called him out. He said, John's got another play.
He called, and when I call a hot route, you guys need to run the right one. So,
and then Cam Hayward's going off. TJ Watt's going off.
I think, look, Tomlin's got to go.
It's starting to get tapped.
I think you need you're at the point with Mike Tomlin, and I get it. If I have to hear one more, well, they've never been under 500 while he's been there. Who cares? So maybe you need to go under 500. Yeah,
sometimes being right in the middle is the actual worst thing. Never retool an actual blue chip player.
Well, not to mention you've been picking in that 15 to 20 range for a decade straight.
literally,
right? I mean, seriously. So sometimes you need to bottom out.
Yeah.
So you can, because you know the one quarterback you went and got was Kenny Pickett.
In a draft where nobody wanted a quarterback.
In a draft where you had no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
No quarterbacks, you went out and got Kenny Pickett, who wears gloves.
That's all that needs to be said.
That's all. I mean, I wear gloves when it's cold.
I'm also not catching the
ball. But I'm also not a quarterback making millions of dollars. And, yeah, so take that for what it's worth, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Okay.
Actually do the schedule next?
Let's do – we'll get back into some more playoff talk here because, again, what makes this so exciting and so tangible is the fact that we can talk playoffs because it is very viable. It is very realistic. Now – some things need to happen for your Dallas Cowboys to do it, and it starts with the win on Thursday. But guess what? People didn't think they'd beat the Chiefs on this last Thursday. People didn't think they'd beat the Philadelphia Eagles the Sunday before that. People didn't think they'd beat the Raiders. I think we all and we'll get to the Raiders here in just a second because I watched that game yesterday and I told my boy Mike Babbo that team needs to be moved, disintegrated. I don't know what, but that is football malfeasance and then some. All right, plenty more NFL to get to, plus your text messages, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We are going to get some Mavs talk as well. We will do a little more NFL, plus we'll talk about some college football. We've got some audio from Lane Kiffin, who apparently is the most hated football coach in America right now. We've got some fair foul to get to. And then, of course, you guys, we want to hear from you and your Thanksgiving weekends and kind of your thoughts as we're just a few days away from this Cowboy-Detroit Lion game on Thursday. Fatty's on the phone going down at 10:20. You know the drill. But when we come back, the probability that your Dallas Cowboys post-Chiefs game make the playoffs. We'll get to that next. That's Dylan. That's Blake. I'm Fred.
It's back to the Fan After Dark. This segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're on the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
And she can text, too. There's somebody set for that look. It is a... I had a friend of mine one time tell me that, you know, in 2025, almost 2026, happy first day of December, by the way. It's my Aunt Susie's birthday. Happy birthday, Aunt Susie. But I had a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, tell me one time.
You have female friends?
I do. And she said, it's important that you find somebody that matches your texting energy. And I never really thought about that, but there's something to that. If you're a text, you know, if you're a fairly rapid texter or, you know, frequent, and you're messing with somebody that texts like every 4 or 5 hours and is just kind of one word you or one line you and doesn't give you anything worth a damn, No dice. So just something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look, it's the holidays. You know, I'm for you single folks out there, it could be target rich this time of year. Okay, it could be a target rich time of year for you.
So this is a great time to go to Barnes & Noble.
It's a great time to really go anywhere where the opposite sex will be frolicking about. So I suggest you get out and
give your jacket to a lady today.
Or just a warm hello. Goes a long way.
I think offer your jacket. You might fall in love.
I'm not offering my jacket to some rando. Okay, offering my jacket to a rando.
Well, if you offer the jacket, they might not be a rando the next day. I might be in love. Why? Anthony Davis is selling my parlay. He's got 13 points already. I need him for under 19.
I didn't realize he was playing. I thought he wasn't playing tonight.
Did you see the Mavericks injury report today?
I didn't know.
It was so large that it
took 2 tweets.
I'm
going to
show you right now this from our boy Grant.
Oh, wow. So who was left?
This is what it
I mean, don't like. We think this is a little weird that this is now the second year in a row where this team's just been ransacked by injury again? I mean, we get it last year. I mean, hell, you traded Luka, and then, you know, basically the world collapsed in Dallas after that.
This is the injury report for today. And it's changed 4 times since.
Okay, so Cooper was available with a right thumb splint. Anthony Davis, left calf injury management. Brandon Williams, left adductor strain. PJ Gafford, lively. Why are we still putting Dante Exum on the injury report?
Right?
Can we just put him on the IR? I mean, what are we doing? Put him on the PUP list.
They probably
I don't
have
know.
To or something.
Why, okay.
Put him on the Cowboys.
Why is look, I get what Grant's doing. I understand. But
this is just straight from Mavs PR.
This is straight from the Mavs PR, so I'm not mad at Grant for this. But why are we still putting Dante and Kyrie on the injury report? Like, just TBD, we'll see. You know what? We'll put him on the injury. We'll put him back on the injury report when we have something new to report. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, and I hate to say this, we're almost getting to the point where, you know what, Derek Lively, let's go ahead and just leave you off for a little while, too. And we'll put you back on when we think you might be close to coming back.
Has he made a play this year?
Who, Dante? No, Dante hasn't. You talking about Derek?
Yeah.
Derek Lively?
Is there one that comes to your mind?
He had one. I want to say he had a play where he had like a reverse dunk.
Sure. Whatever you say.
He had like 9 rebounds, didn't he?
Taking your word for it.
Poor Derek. Derek, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. What's the latest and greatest on your knee, bro?
Okay, so my headphones just gave out. Mm. It sounds like a static radio from the 1920s
in
my ear.
Yeah.
So I might have to replace my headphones.
Cyber Monday, bro. You might want to jump on the Amazon while we're doing this. 877-881-1053. If you've got time, send a link to Blake, and let's get him some Cyber Monday headphone deals while we're here on
what Cyber Monday deals did you take advantage of today, guys?
I bought 2 Kansas hoodies and a Kansas long sleeve shirt today, and then I've got to go get my daughter some her graduation stuff as well. So she graduates from U of H in less than 2 weeks.
I bought a Sam's Club membership for 50% off.
Mm.
I bought a soundbar.
Nice.
Upgraded it.
Yeah.
And I bought Hulu and Disney Plus for $4.99.
I'll tell you what, you've been a busy bee today. You have been a busy bee today.
Okay, let's do this Cowboys schedule before I go crazy.
What's
go
that?
Crazy. The Cowboys making the playoffs. We teased it 2 segments.
Oh, we did. We did. From the 817, you are boring me, Fred. I need some fire.
Oh, wow. They're coming at your chutzpah.
What are they boring them? Boring them how? I mean, look, I mean, I'm you know, it's a Monday. We're a little laid back today. We're chilling. I mean, we're kind of geeked, but we're not. I'm sorry if I'm boring you. That's on me.
Also because we've been giving our Cowboys football takes for the last 3 days. Everyone else, they haven't heard from them.
They got fresh takes.
They've been waiting to say it. Just listen to the last 2 days.
Just 3 days, 4 days of just hot fire that they've been trying to spit since the game on Thursday.
Mine's a lot cooler than yours. Yours is pretty boring. Yours is old school. So we'll go to mine. Cowboys versus Lions. Who's winning it?
Cowboys.
Okay, cool. Colts. We won't do the AFC. Doesn't matter. Seahawks versus Falcons. Who's winning? I'll just stick to the NFC teams. It's for week 14.
See, this is where you got to do all these. This is why I didn't want to mess with yours, because you have to do all these different scenarios.
No, it's
this,
not. It's literally just this. I'm asking you, who's going to win the game? The Seahawks or the Falcons?
Seahawks.
Okay. The Commanders or the Vikings?
Oh, my God. What a whole tie.
I'll pick the Commanders. Skipping the AFC teams. The Saints versus the Buccaneers. These are all games this upcoming week.
Saints and Buccaneers. Oh, Buccaneers. Buccaneers. Hello. Yeah.
Bears and Packers. This is a big one for the division. Bears are the number one seed in the NFC right now.
Give me the Packers because it's a must win. And they looked pretty good against Detroit last week. Rams.
Texans, Chiefs. You know you're going to pick the Chiefs, whatever. Eagles, Chargers.
Chargers.
Okay, so if everything happens that Fred just said, which I pretty much agree with, the Cowboys' chances jump from 22%. Where they're at right now to 45%. The game that matters the most for the entire Cowboys season is this Lions game. The Lions being one game ahead of you. If you are to lose this game, you can pretty much cancel the season. Unless the Eagles fall apart.
That's it.
If you lose this game versus the Lions, you're pretty much, not mathematically, but 90%.
You're really up against it. I mean, you're up against it right now, but you're going to need a miracle. Then the room for error changes where it's like you have no more room for error. I mean, it's not like you have any right now.
You can maybe afford a loss. It can't come to the Lions. No. The Lions are in front of you.
Because then they get the tiebreaker over you. So, yeah, I mean, you're already up against it with the Panthers.
Because the other teams you're going to play, the Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, and Giants, none of those are really competing for the last NFC wild card spot.
No. I mean, tiebreakers don't really matter with our tie.
On there. But you just can't afford to lose them. You just can't be behind the Lions right now, who are one game better than you, currently speaking.
By the way, do you think you can guess the five teams that have already been eliminated?
Yes. Titans.
Yes.
Raiders.
Yes.
Saints.
Yes.
Giants. Jets. No, wait. Take away the Jets.
Ironically enough, the Jets have not
been NFC or AFC?
Somehow, I'm pretty sure I know it.
Somehow the Jets are not eliminated yet.
NFC or AFC?
It's the NFC.
I already said the Giants. I said the Saints.
Giants and Saints. One more.
It's a bird.
It is a bird. Bird.
Not the Cardinals.
Ah! Go ahead and ring yourself a bell
ring. The Cardinals?
Give yourself a bell ring. They're out. Somehow, some way, the Jets and the Browns are both still alive.
Because their division.
In the AFC.
Is it their division? It's not the Jets because of the division. It's just the look, wild card still technically
I'm just telling you.
I'm saying the Browns are still available because of the division. The Jets, I think it's the wild card spot. If everyone were to lose in front of them and they were to win every game.
I mean, if the Bills lost the rest of their games and the Jets won the rest of theirs, they'd be 8-9. So, I mean, look, they would need a lot of help.
Okay. So, are we assuming that if the Cowboys beat the Lions that they run the table? Because then you play Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, Giants.
I said this to you Saturday or to CA Sunday. I can't remember who it was I told this to. My biggest fear with this Dallas Cowboy team is that you beat Detroit and then you lose to the Vikings or
let's just say they lose to the Chargers. So, if you lose to the Chargers, your chance.
Now, that Charger game, that's at AT&T, correct?
At AT&T. Your chances are at 61% to make the playoffs. If week 14 or week 13, week 14 goes how we expect, you beat the Lions, you beat the Vikings, and then December 21st, you lose to the Chargers. Say you lose that one.
Yeah.
You would still have a 61% chance to make the playoffs. That's not even accounting the Eagles falling apart.
Right. No, you beat the Lions. I mean, everything's in front of you. Now all of a sudden, it's what seemed impossible 2 weeks ago. And that's why I was so taken back by people that immediately assumed as soon as you beat the Chiefs, like, well, I this team's good and I'm excited, but I just don't see them making the playoffs. Like, if you just beat the Chiefs and the Eagles, what makes you think you can't beat another slumping Detroit Lion team?
The part that's scary is the 7 seed. And the NFC has 9 wins, being the 49ers.
Yeah. I mean, look, the NFC West is loaded.
You have the final team in the playoffs right now in the AFC or in the NFC is the Niners with 9 wins, and you have 6. So I'm not going to lie. The division, I mean, the wild card seems a little unfeasible because you're going to need some teams that pretty much fall apart. You got teams, the Packers got 8 wins, the Niners have 9 wins, the Panthers are surging right in front of you or right behind you. The Lions are in front of you.
All right. So the 49ers, and it's now, 49ers still have the Titans, which that'll be a dub.
So that's now they're at 10
so
wins.
So it looks like, okay, so it looks like they're, 9-4, 13? Okay, yeah. So they've got, so they're on the bye next week. The 49ers are finally getting their bye, so they won't be playing next week. So when they come back, you've got the Titans. That'll be a win. Then you're at the Colts.
Toss up.
My guess is that's a win because I think the Colts have kind of fallen back to earth. I told you guys last week that Daniel Jones is a fraud. Then you finish your last two games at home, Bears and Seahawks.
Could be two L's.
Okay, could be two L's. Who knows? So
how many wins that put them at?
Suddenly that makes you 11-6.
The Cowboys would have to win out and would tie with them.
And you'd be 11-5-1.
So you'd make it in over them. You'd have less losses.
Fewer losses, so ain't no telling. I mean, and you know, that's not, but that also doesn't tell you, you got a Packers team that's 8-3-1.
What is their schedule?
Let's see. Let's take a look at them real quick.
He's looking up the Packers right now, guys.
Okay. They have 5 games left. Bears.
Okay.
At the Broncos.
Okay.
Bears again.
Okay.
Home to the Ravens.
Okay.
At the Vikings.
So there's only one guaranteed win.
You got 4 games there that
toss-ups.
50-50. And of those games, 2 of them are at home. So they've got, of the five games they have remaining, they've got 2 at home and 3 on the road.
I think you can almost put in 2 losses, minimum.
I can see them going 3-2. So if they went 3-2, that puts them at the same, well, here's the thing. They go 3-2 to close out the year. All right, and the Cowboys run the table. They're both going to be 11-5-1 when the season ends.
We just square up at midfield,
and I guess you do a coin flip, and that's going to be the end of it. My goodness, that first hour! Tell you what, we may be boring, but tell you what, we flew that first hour. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? All right, how about those Dallas Mavericks? Cooper Flagg had the internet going nuts on Saturday night. Who's going nuts tonight for your Dallas Mavericks? And more NBA talk and plenty of college football. Plus, we'll do a little fair or foul. Big hour coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.